well, would you look at this? What's up, everyone? This is Veronica with Jump Ball, brought to you by Ballers of TO. And today we're going to be talking about LeBron. LeBron is in town. Many saw him at EFS, which is a very, very popular Toronto nightclub. We all know how much LeBron loves Toronto. So much so that some people have even been known to call it LeBronto. And I'm not going to lie, that has a nice ring to it. And I like that he's here so much in the city. I think it brings a lot of, you know, Canada's kind of like always in the backyard. So it's nice to see some of that celebrity come up here and show how much they love this country and the city. LeBron laced up to play the Raptors and hoped to improve the Lakers' record of 4-10 since LeBron's been back since his surgery. There'll be no Lowry due to hurt ankle, still no Ball, no Ingram, and, well, there's no Brandon Ingram, but there is Andre Ingram, who has signed a 10-day contract with the Lakers. Andre Ingram has spent 11 years in the G League, so it's really nice to see him get a chance in the NBA. Although I did hear say that he were better than LeBron. Hope that's a joke. I mean, confidence is great, ego is not. So I will let you guys know once I find out if that was a joke or not. Speaking of 10-day contracts, Eric Moreland has signed one with the Raptors. Will he play? I don't know. Let's see. As predicted, the starting lineup is as usual, with the exception of Lowry. So Jeremy Lin steps in for his second start of the season. For the Lakers, you have Rondo, Bullock, James, Kuzma, and McGee. Whom of which, I think, has officially retired from Shaqtin' a Fool, because he is actually putting up numbers this year. Toronto wins opening tip, wearing the OVO jerseys, which is fitting, as Drake does rename the Raptors training facility the OVO training facility. It was previously the BioSteel Center. Not anymore. It's got a nice gold owl out front. Siakam kicks off the game off with an airball three-pointer, which adds to his not-so-great playing lately. I mean, he did put up 16 points while playing almost 40 minutes. That doesn't really sound like Siakam, and he best not be slowing down anytime soon, because this team needs him in order to win the championship and keep Kawhi, because as mentioned before, if Toronto doesn't win this, Kawhi is a-going. That's my opinion. The matchup were really against the two NBA Finals MVP, aka Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James. James won it in 2013, as well as 2012 and 2016, and Leonard won it in 2014. Now, LeBron is averaging 27.3 points per game, while Leonard is ever so slightly behind him with 27 even. Let's get back to the game. Nick Nurse really switches it up in the second, putting in Chris Boucher, Patrick McCaw, along with Norm Powell. James had an absolute monstrous dunk, and then a nice little bucket under the net to make it a 4-point game, going on an 8-0 run, forcing Toronto to take a timeout and cool the Lakers. As much as they tried, James still finished with a game-high 29 points and 4 rebounds. Now, Kawhi would hit a weird off-balance shot from beyond the arc, putting Toronto up 11 points, thanks to a 14-2 run to end the half. Now, I want to take a moment and I want to talk about Gasol. With Ibaka serving his 3-game suspension, if you hadn't already known, for getting in a fight with Marquese Chris of Cleveland on Monday, this means no need to decide between these two bigs on who will start. Gasol has this, and he is proving that he deserves it. Mark contributed 15.7 rebounds, going 2-for-4 from beyond the arc. He was consistent and confident. You can see he's getting more and more comfortable with these guys in good timing. Ibaka's actions seem they are continuing to affect him, because Gasol, he may be keeping his starting position. Now, I do think behind every good scorer is a good passer, and Rajon Rondo fit that perfectly. Mr. Rondo had 13 points, 8 assists. The Lakers kept themselves in this game for a while, up until the fourth quarter, and then that's where Toronto's like, I'm done, let's go, I want to go home, that's it. At the end of the third, LA were within 6 points, and stats were pretty much tied up. Toronto gave up 11 turnovers, most of which came from Danny Green, who had an off night. I mean, we're all allowed one. The loudest the crowd got in the fourth was when LeBron missed both free throws. Now, if you're a Toronto fan, that is the best thing you could ever see. Because back when Toronto and Cleveland were playing in the conference, you know, in the conference finals or in the playoffs, that's all you hoped, is LeBron would miss those shots. And I'm not going to lie, 50% of the time he did. As mentioned, we weren't sure Eric Moreland would play in the game, but he did, and he got a pretty good reaction from the fans. Moreland is coming from the Pistons, so it'll be a nice homecoming for him, as well as Raptors ex-coach Dwayne Casey on Sunday. I'm not going to lie, I see a lot of empty seats, and I don't think it's because the food lineups were slow. Raptors will remain Ibaka-less until after Tuesday versus the Knicks. Toronto should be okay, but after losing to Cleveland by 25 points, I'm not quite sure anymore. Toronto takes this almost as much as they should have won against Cleveland. Toronto will break until Sunday, where they head to Detroit, see if they can keep these Pistons out of the playoff run. Fun fact, this is Toronto's 9th consecutive win versus the Lakers. Raptors take it 111-98. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I obviously enjoyed speaking with you. And don't forget, reach out if you have any concerns, questions, comments, whatever. I love hearing from you guys. Thank you so much, and we will speak soon. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Jump Ball, brought to you by Ballers FTO. You know who it is, Veronica Harris at VRON006. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about how the Toronto Raptors faced the New York Knicks, and it were a blowout. And thankfully so. As mentioned, the New York Knicks are the last place team in the league. They do have the worst record, and Toronto being the second best in the league, I would only hope. That this were an easy enough walk through the park for the Toronto Raptors. This is it. This is the last game before Serge Ibaka comes back to join his squad. In case you forgot, Ibaka and Chris from the Cleveland Cavaliers got into a fight last Monday night, and Ibaka got suspended for 3 games. Now, Chris only got suspended for 1, but I understand it. I do. Chris had said something to Ibaka. Ibaka had ran after him and punched him. So, I mean, I don't know, maybe you should have just kept it inside and went and hit a punching bag. But that's what you get. There's consequences for your actions, and I think it was a smart move by the NBA to do so. It's a shame because they could have used him Sunday in Detroit. The Raptors welcomed the New York Knicks at the Scotiabank Arena, and it were a toss-up as to who was going to win. No Kawhi due to load management, and no Dennis Smith Jr., but Lowry is back, and he's ready to roll. This is the third meeting for Toronto and New York, and these two teams will meet one more time next week in New York. Both of these teams have energy considering they're both on a second game of a back-to-back. Fun fact, Jeremy Lin started his career in New York, and that is where and when he got his nickname Linsanity. It seems Gasol and Van Fleet have something special in the works. They are working very well together, and I think this could be something new that could get them to finish off the season strong. Now, Gasol had 12 points and 11 rebounds, while in his second game back, Van Fleet put up 13 points and 12 assists. Remember when I had mentioned that Lowry's back? Well, he also had a fantastic comeback game, including a nice 3-ball over Emmanuel Mudiay. Lowry was missed, and as Leo Routon said, he is like Toronto's comfort blanket. He kind of makes you feel a little bit more warm, a little bit more confident about the game. So, shout out to Kyle Lowry for making it back. Shout out to Fred Van Fleet for making it back. Let's jump to a Knicks player that some of you may not know, but turns out should. The Knicks' highest scorer and game-high winner were Alonzo Trier, a rookie out of University of Arizona. He had a game-high 22 points, going 18-14 from the field. But as much as New York and Alonzo tried, they couldn't beat the home team. Let's not forget, New York's record is 14-56, while Toronto's is 49-21. By the top of the third quarter, Toronto was up by 29 points and showed absolutely no signs of stopping. And I'm sure it felt nice to be winning, especially by that much. Toronto's largest lead were in the fourth with 38 points, and Jeremy Lin were a big reason for that. Is Linsanity back? Did he find his groove again? This has been Lin's best game since being recruited to the Dinosaurs. Late in the third, Lin showed his versatility with a driving reverse layup. Get ready as Toronto will travel down to play Oklahoma City Wednesday, and then again, but then this time, back home on Friday. It's going to be a fun one. Paul George is on a roll, averaging 28.3 points per game, while Westbrook is obviously a monster, averaging a triple-double this season. Tip-off is at 9:30 p.m. Toronto takes this game 128-98. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. Enjoy the sunshine. Summer is coming. Spring is coming. The warm weather is coming. Hold on a little bit longer, and we will make it. I will talk to you later.